State Senator Bruce Caswell joins us on the line today, and former educator yourself, that was in your other life before you got into politics. Last week, Bruce, the Senate did take up some education bills, some funding bills, but also kind of tied into that was the whole thing of how to handle all this huge flurry of snow days across the state of Michigan, too, right?
Yeah, there is. There's been a little discussion up there, but I'll tell you, Ken, the discussion in Lansing has been, do the kids have to make up days, or do we allow the schools just to add on hours at the end of the day, mm-hmm. you know, 10 minutes a day and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I think there's no question you have to add on days. When you miss a day of school, you miss a lesson. And you can't make up a lesson adding 10 minutes or 5 minutes on the end of a day. And as many days as have been missed, I think they all have to be made up. So I think that's the way to go. And I think that's probably the way it will go.
Legislation also being talked about, or at least discussion, the Common Core, this national standard that's being talked about, and actually this week in a number of states, Michigan I don't believe is one of them, but there's like 34 states in Michigan, they're actually taking the practice test that will become part of this for next year. What are you hearing about it? I know there's a number of groups that are coming out against it. Some states, even the legislatures, are coming out against it. Give us a little background and where you come from, again, having that educated background of yourself.
Well, Ken, look, in 1983, there was a report that came out. It was called A Nation at Risk. And basically what it said was that all the public schools in America were failing our kids, we weren't doing well, et cetera, et cetera. And out of that, leaders out in Washington and around the country got together and decided that one of the things that we needed to do was to set standards. In other words, start telling teachers for the first time exactly what needed to be taught, because teachers weren't teaching the right thing. So for the first 15 years of my career, it was assumed that I had half a brain in my head and had been educated and I knew what to teach kids. Well, then that changed. And we have been fighting this standards thing ever since. And I say to people, look, we've been doing this 25-year standards. I don't care whether it's Common Core or whether it's something else. We've been fighting this for 25 years. Our kids aren't any better off now than they were 25 years ago. So if you think standards, no matter what they are, is the answer, it hasn't worked. And since it hasn't worked, rather than putting all of our time and effort into fighting for new standards or different standards, maybe we ought to step back and we ought to say, okay, the standards idea hasn't worked. What else can we try? So I look at this a little more agnostic, as far as it's not really, doesn't matter to me whether it's Common Core or some other kind of standards, they haven't worked.
Mm-hmm.
And if they haven't worked, why do we keep doing it?
But at the same time, what would be the state of Michigan's position, or what could be in relation to what the federal government, because again, stuff rolls downhill and you've got to catch it.
Well, the whole idea with the Common Core standards is the ultimate thing where the governors got together and the federal government has put money behind it, that they want every state to have exactly the same standards. And so that way you can compare a kid who's supposedly compare kids who are getting education in Ohio, another one getting an education in Kansas, and another one in New York. You can compare them. And they're all getting the same material being taught to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole idea behind it. We started off with standards for just, it was optional for states. Then we went to standards where the states had to have them, but they could make up their own. Now we're going to states where the state's got to all be the same.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it's evolved. And I'm, you know, Ken, with all due respect to everybody out in Washington and all the governors, education is a very personal thing. And our teachers graduating from college, if they don't know what they're supposed to know to teach kids, and I don't believe that, But if there are those out there who don't believe they know what they're supposed to know, then the issue is not imposing standards, the same standards all across the country. The issue is saying to the universities, why are you turning out people who don't know things, mm-hmm. the things you're supposed to know? And so, to me, that's where the emphasis ought to be at, is looking at our universities and what are they demanding out of our teachers, and what do our teachers know when they're coming out?
Yeah.
I happen to think they're halfway intelligent, and they know what they're doing, but others may not.
There are legislatures that are pushing back against this. Is Michigan going to be one of those?
No, I don't think so. Common Core thing was pushed through. We never took a vote out in the Senate. It was just adopted as a resolution because they couldn't get the votes. So I don't think Michigan will be pushing back now. It was voted on in the House, and it was passed over there. So I think we've got it, and we're going to have to live with it.
Okay. What else is on Bruce Caswell's desk this week?
Well, this is the time of the year for budgets. I'm also working a work group that I've been working on for about 4 months, dealing with reforming the tax appeals process in the state of Michigan. It's fairly convoluted right now, and so Treasury came to me and asked me if I'd work on this, and I said sure. So hopefully over spring break, when everybody else takes off, we'll be able to get the bills finished up and taken care of and have them ready to be introduced when we get back. So that's kind of our goal. We're getting pretty close. We've just got a couple loose ends to tie up, and we'll be all set. And it'll make it much, much more user-friendly for the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
Much easier, whether you're appealing your property taxes or whether you're appealing your regular taxes, non-property taxes. One more thing I want to mention to you also, Ken. We passed a supplemental bill up there, and in it was some heating assistance. And in that heating assistance was money. There's money now going to be available retroactively to help folks who are a little bit above the poverty level. And I hope to come out with a press release later this week that will tell people exactly the dollar amounts if you fall in a certain income range that you'll be able to go to the Community Action Agency and taking in the proper bills and proof and so on, you'll be able to get some help for those huge heating bills that you had to pay last winter. So that's coming up, and I think it'll all be ready April 1st. So hopefully I'll have a press release out later this week that'll give the details to everybody, and that way people will know whether or not they might qualify for it and maybe be able to get a little bit of help.
Yeah, well, after this brutal winter, it certainly would be a helpful relief for a number of folks. So we'll look for that later this week then. Hey, Bruce, thanks for the update, and we'll stay in touch, all right?
All right. You take care, Ken.
Bye-bye. That is State Senator Bruce Caswell with us this morning.